This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Another wild day on Wall Street, another drop of more than 700 points. With all the economic turmoil, we have some reading recommendations now from our three-book series, where people recommend three books on one theme. Laura Conaway edits NPR's Planet Money at our website, and here's what she's reading.
I never set out to become a financial journalist. Even if I'd had it in mind, I wouldn't have started on the eve of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. But here I am, watching the Dow shed another 700-plus points like it did today. And then there's the big presidential debate tonight between McCain and Obama, which I think will be all about the economy. Meanwhile, I get to wrestle with questions like this one from my friend Jack. He says, "Hey, I've listened to your shows, but I still don't get it. Can you tell me exactly what a derivative is?" Well, yes, I can, mostly, but only because I've been slogging through a book by economist Satyajit Das. It's called Traders, Guns, and Money, Knowns and Unknowns in the Dazzling World of Derivatives. If you've never heard of it, don't worry. I hadn't either. It's not an easy book, even if it does say fascinating reading right on the cover. But if you want to get to the bottom of the crisis, this crisis right now, you've got to read it. Traders, Guns, and Money is very fresh history, just 2 years old. Das picks apart the new machinery of the mega-trillion-dollar derivatives market, the one economists say might be next to collapse on our heads. And I'm with him. I really am. The guy has a thing for ridiculous puns and also for pitiable characters. We meet a couple of noodle makers who wreck their company on a deal no one but Das seems to understand. But by the end of his book, you'll get the deal too, I promise. If derivatives ever do wreck the world, you can count on Michael Lewis to sort out the pieces. Lewis has seen this kind of mess before. He worked for Salomon Brothers during the great collapse of 1987. In Liar's Poker, he writes about stumbling straight from grad school into a world of Wall Street-educated sharks. These are traders who would play a single hand for $1 million, who get rich betting on junk bonds and flame out fast. Lewis may not have lit the bonfire of the vanities, but you can bet he smelled the sulfur on the match. And if you're scared now, just remember, 1987. Or how about 1929? Maybe you thought your ancestors lived simply even before the crash. Nope. Eric Rauchway says a lot of our great-grands were out buying Model Ts on credit. Their debt helped to fuel a Wall Street bust as surely as bad mortgages have poisoned the economy today. Rauchway boils it down to 150 pages. He calls it The Great Depression and the New Deal, a very short introduction. I call it required reading. The thing is, we're watching an amazing moment in American public life. The Federal Reserve is pulling every last lever. The Treasury is using tax dollars to buy parts of banks. And yet, this is not the first time government has thrown its full weight at the economy. Rauchway includes a list of Depression-era laws that's amazing. Bank Relief Acts and Gold Reserve Acts, Glass-Steagall, Rural Electrification. Seeing them all in one place, you start to grasp the difference between the present scare and the 1930s panic. So, those are my three books. I'll go ahead and admit that very few people would consider them dessert reading. But if you're starved for understanding, you need them. And if you still want sugar, try the comics.
Laura Conaway is an editor with Planet Money at NPR.org. Her picks for our series, three books, are Traders, Guns, and Money by Satyajit Das, Liar's Poker by Michael Lewis, and The Great Depression and the New Deal by Eric Rauchway.